a nummy treat. Come on, talk to Daddy.
Bloody hell, woman, you're cutting off my circulation.
Welcome to another edition of NakedSpike.com podcast. This is a podcast where we read the fanfic from the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike. Go on to the LiveJournal community of Naked Spike and you can see a lot of the icons, the fan art, and a lot of the fanfic stories that are written. There's monthly challenges, there's characters, there are guest characters, all sorts of fun things on that LiveJournal community. The story that I'm bringing you today is called The Gap by Snow Puppies. It is a very, very, very special story. I really like this author's writings. Snow Puppies knows how to make you laugh. When I first read this story, I laughed, and then I went back and read it, and reread it, and reread it, and I had to ask permission to read it on here. But I've done it in a different kind of way. I have three people that are reading a part. The first person is the wonderful Andrew, or Andy, who always reads things for us. And then I have John. We have John back to read, John Pavlich. And then we have Rick Kahn, who's going to read. So I have it done up in like a drama read from the story because that's the way it was written. I really like this. It was really also... It was hard to put together. It really, really was. It made me appreciate all the people who do the online dramas and edit them all together, like Buffy Between the Lines. Oh my gosh, it took me a while to do it. So I hope you enjoy it, and have a great week, everybody.
Vampires hunger after blood. It is the one facet of our unlives that binds us together. From the newest slavering minion to the bat-like creatures we become when we survive long enough to return to our roots. It's life. We thirst for it. We fight for it. We live for it. Sometimes we even die for it. It is our source, our purpose, our greatest need, and our greatest weakness. We dream of it, curled up in our coffins and crypts during the day when the sun climbs high in the sky, and our every instinct calls each one of us to burrow deep into the earth where the sun cannot touch us. It is the reason we rise again every night.
Manservant.
Mast. Hey, can we not do this again?
Your presence is unexpected.
You're telling me. Look, I know this is crazy. Of course this is crazy. Because I'm not so much for the eating of bugs, although the mealworms were surprisingly tasty. But I didn't know where else to go.
Your heart aches.
Yeah, she... I mean, we weren't, but we were, kinda. And even so...
A fine demon she was.
A fine woman.
Perhaps that, too. Humans hunger after something else. On its face, the hunger is very different. We crave blood. They crave companionship, love, connection. But scratch the surface and the desire is the same. Even before I became a vampire, I observed the depths to which humans would go for a sense of kinship. Parents pleading for their children's lives, lovers clinging to each other in the face of death. Each one grasping onto that connection in their final moments in the hope that it would somehow save them from the end. It doesn't.
Time to pay up, you tosser. I've come to collect.
Charming. I must speak with Butterfield about the guest list.
Spike!
Harris?
Spike! With the non-deadness and okay, maybe with some of the deadness... Didn't you go all shiny and poof?
Didn't take.
Huh. Hey, how'd you find us anyways?
How do you think? www.wheresvlad.com.
No, really.
Really. It's under Google Maps. Satellite images and all.
How appallingly modern.
You always were a bloody self-important stick in the mud. Now to the point. I'm here for my 11 pounds. With interest.
I don't recall such an arrangement.
No? Recall Kiev? For farmers with pitchforks, they came bloody close to forking you right into a pile of dust. If it weren't for me and Drew, you'd be feeding the daisies about now.
Ah, and how is Drusilla? They believe they are so different, William and my manservant, but they both feel the need. My manservant aches for the one he's lost, all those he's lost, and William, well, William has always been inexcusably sentimental. They both hunger for something more, a desire that will not be sated with blood, not even for William. So they lash out with the frustration and loneliness. It's grating.
Who ate the last kolach? Oh, it must have been no one, since no one in this household except for me actually has to eat. Which is fine, except it's gone. It was the blueberry one. The one I'd been saving all day. The one that you knew I was going to eat. Hello? Is anyone even listening? Bueller? Not talking for my health here.
Didn't see your name on it.
I knew it.
What? Just because a guy drinks the house red regularly means he can't enjoy a snack?
Spike, you just... Grrr.
That's telling me, Harris.
You know what? You owe me a blueberry poppy seed collage. In fact, I think someone should go play Donut Boy right now and get some more.
Good idea. Pick up some of those sausage things, too, will you?
Terribly grating.
Oi, where's my fags?
Your what?
My smokes. You know, long tubes of paper, stuffed with nicotine, red package.
Secondhand smoke kills, you know.
So stupidity, and I'm taking my chances just standing next to you.
Oh, you wound me.
Belt up, Harris. Where are they?
I don't know what you mean.
That's it.
Ow! Spike, what are you...
Still you, Pratt.
Hands! Hands in places!
Keep your trousers on, I'm not after your cock.
Says the man with his hand in my pocket.
Looking for my smokes. Know you've got him here. Somewhere.
Not in my pants!
Not in the front, anyhow.
Spike!
I was human once. I lusted after many, alas. And had quite a few of them. But never remember being so inept with someone I wished to pet. Watching the awkward mating dance of William and my manservants was proof enough that becoming a vampire was the best decision of my life. And it put me off my food something terrible. I actually lost a young girl, 14 or 15, long, dark hair and dark, smooth limbs, full of brilliant metallic blood that feels my senses, drives me to the brink of desperation and ecstasy, while suffering a headache as a result of one of their spats. It has to end.
Just who do you think you are?
Who am I? Who am I? I'll tell you.
You, manservant! Take William to bed and be done with it. Your squabbles are off-putting and distracting.
What?
Want to run that by us again?
I never...
You've got the wrong end of the stick, see?
You shouldn't talk so much when you drink, William. And manservant, you mumble in your sleep.
I do not!
You're making that up. And you've still not paid me my £11.
I don't... I mean, vampire, ew!
And you've the maturity of those crawly spiders you eat.
And you've been dead. More dead. And that's just creepy.
I've actually got taste, you know.
And then there's the man thing, the gay thing, which is so not... Okay, so maybe that's something, at least in theory, but you wouldn't possibly...
I wouldn't.
You?
I...
Oh, sweet mother of Zeus!
Manservant, to your quarters.
Right. Bed. Now.
Right with you, Harris.
And you'll do that thing with your tongue?
How about a little show and tell?
Oh, God.
And just like that, the hunger abates, withdrawing back to roll around in our stomachs, and for a while we're free of cravings, of the maddening itch that crawls through our bodies, clamoring for more. But it always returns, larger and more ravenous than ever. and will do anything to fill the gap.
You up for round two? I'll take that as a yes.
Anything.
Kill you. Not so tough. Kill, isn't it?
We can't let you go until we're sure that you're impotent or...
Hey!
Sorry, poor choice of words. Until we know that you're...
Flaccid?
Now... Any of you want to test who's got the biggest wrinklies around here? Step on up.
Come on, Slayer. I like it when you're scared. The more I scare you, the better you smell.
What are you looking at?
The man I love. Well, does looking at guns make you want to have sex?
I'm 17. Looking at linoleum makes me want to have sex.
Yes, Master. Hate to break it to you, oh impotent one, but you're not the big bad anymore. You're not even the kind of naughty.